Hypnagogue Podcast 465. Half a dozen tasty tracks to kick off Hypnagogue podcast number 465. Hello there, my name is John Shanahan. I am your host, bringing you the best in ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music. As always, I thank you for taking the time to download and listen. And now we shall discuss the music that we heard over the last 45 minutes or so. We started off with Volker Rapp from his album Phase 4, and I have to say, I love this track. It's called Home Sweet Home, but this one track is not indicative of every place that this album goes. It's a very diverse album. A lot of different styles represented. This one was kind of borderline jazzy at times. There's a great bass segment in the middle. It was what really caught my ear and made me decide to put it in here. And then I went back and I was listening to more of the album. Because again, sometimes I hear things on shuffle and then I go back and I want to hear what the rest of it is in case it was something else that I wanted to put on there. And I was just, I don't say blown away, I was very captivated by the different places that Volker takes this album. So there you go, Volker Rapp, Phase 4, and that was Home Sweet Home. After that, kind of continuing that feeling was Urs Fuchs from the Fly Lounge compilation, and hold that thought for just a minute. I'm going to get back to that. And that track was called Vulcan Free. Another album that caught me very much by surprise is Promises from my friend Peter. That's the artist's name. I don't know Peter. He is not my friend, but he is someone's friend, Peter. My friend Peter. This album is like right on the border of what I will or won't play, because as you may know, this is a largely instrumental show. Lyrics are few and far between, shall we say. And this is kind of dream poppy, and yet not. And again, this whole album, I chose the track Dharma off this album, but I had another one picked out and put into the show. And then again, as I listened to it more, I was like, oh, it's this one instead. But absolutely charmed by this album. It's intriguing. It's peppy. Using that old guy word again, peppy. There's so much going on. I really enjoyed it. Again, that's Promises from my friend Peter. After that, Mars Lazar taking us on a trip to the Grand Canyon with his track Marble Canyon. That kind of moved us into more of a new agey kind of space, which we then continued with pianist Joshua Zimmerman. Beautiful album called Finding Peace. That track was called For a Princess. And yeah, I picked that one based on the title because it did make me think of my daughter, so self-indulgence. And I would have sworn I played Robert Linton music for you before, and yet it turns out I have not done so. So I'm glad that I did. Again, another gorgeous album, Away Into a Memory, and that track was called In the Quiet of the Trees. So I'd mentioned the Fly Lounge compilation a couple moments ago and told you to hold on to that thought. Because here's the thing, I've received quite a number of compilation albums recently. And because I am not good administratively, technically speaking, some of these may have come out of the same label, but I've gotten several. And I thought, you know what, let us dig into some compilation releases and see what there is to offer. What do you say? As a matter of fact, let's hop right back into the Fly Lounge album. I was actually out at my fire pit about a week ago from the time that I'm recording, and I had this album playing, and it was kind of that perfect chill-out kind of spot. So we'll jump back in there, and then we'll grab tracks from other recent compilations that have been sent to your friend here at the Hypnagogue Podcast. This is episode 465.
Thank you. Thank you. mistakes we sang. Professional was at the YWCA.
Okay, I'll tell you a couple of true things about this second set here on Hypnagogue Podcast 465. The first is that you probably would have gotten maybe a couple more tracks out of it. You got a half a dozen, but you may have gotten a couple more out of it, except that in the middle of it, I ran into this track from Chuck Van Zyl that I really, really liked, and it was 14 minutes long. And did I mention that I really, really liked that track? So that kind of took the place of, you know, it's one that might have, should have been two, maybe three, who knows. The second thing is, yes, as it turns out, the majority of these compilations come to me from the same provider. I get them off of BSC Music. And there was a point where I realized that, and I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe it seems like I'm really just shilling for this company, which I'm not, because you know I don't give enough of a shit to do that. Come on, who are we talking about? Talking about me. And then what really made me go, nah, I'll stick with it, is I realized that I had mentioned it in the end of the first set, and if I changed everything, that means I would have to go back and like re-record that first vocal split there, and I just didn't have it in me. So, you know, yay for them. They got a bunch of exposure. In theory, there's not a lot of exposure when you're on the Hypnagogue Podcast. 1,000 people hear you. Yay. But what it did was to give you, the listener, a bunch of really good music and maybe some artists you hadn't heard before. So, there you go. Started that off with Nick Tindall and Bernd Scholl off of the Fly Lounge release with Mysterious Traveler. After that, Peter Murgener with Iceland off of Chill Out in the Sky. Asheron gave us Healing Silence from Yoga Nidra, yogic sleep for restoration and rejuvenation. And it was the aforementioned Chuck Van Zyl piece called Force Field off of Gemstones 6. I have several of the Gemstones releases, and those are very good. Then it was Jens Gad with Glass Palace off Cinema in My Head. I pulled something from Cinema in My Head back several episodes ago, and I told you I would get back to it, and I did. And we closed out with Eben Vogel from a beautiful little album called Autumn Sketches Volume 1. This is all very short piano pieces, lovely, relaxing album, and that track was The Last Leaf of Fall. As I probably mentioned earlier, the Hypnagogue podcast is your place for the best ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. If you haven't subscribed already, please do so that you never have to miss an episode. You can go wherever you get your podcasts and put in Hypnagogue, and you will find me. You'll also find me here real soon with episode 466. I do hope that you will join me, and until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.